But you could also say that June was the month that peak insanity became real to a lot more people. When it says Miss Nevada, Miss. No, what did Miss used to mean? I mean, you used to be able to go into Kmart or Target or whatever store, and there would be, in the clothing department, there would be a women's department, and there would be a junior slash Miss, M-I-S-S department, right? Did we imagine all this? Did we make this up? I think we must have made it up. So in the Miss department, what might you find? Well, you probably would find clothing made for pre-adolescent teenage girls. Now, this was back when we had girls. And we didn't have boys running around pretending that they were girls and then having adults say, oh, yeah, that's a girl. No, it's not. That's a dude. No, that's a girl. He identified as a girl. By the way, the fact that this has happened, that Miss Nevada is actually Mr. Drag Queen Nevada, that's the proper title. And by the by, do not fall into their trap and do not put biological male in front of any of these things. Because now you're playing in their cisgender insanity, psychotic, neurotic game. Just say man wins Miss Nevada. Thank you, Clark, for your $10, sir. Appreciate you, buddy. But the fact that this has happened in Nevada, what else is in Nevada? Name for me two major cities in Nevada. Here, I'll do it for you. Reno and Las Vegas. What do they have in Reno and Las Vegas that they don't have in most other major cities in other states? Casinos. Legalized casino and paramutual gambling. Can I go to the craps tables at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and say I identify as a winner? Can I go sit at the blackjack table and when the dealer throws me, I have 15, so I'm going to hit on 15, and he turns over a 7. Can I say that I identify the 7 as a 6? And why not? Can I say that I identify as a woman so that I can work as a legal prostitute on the streets of Vegas or Reno or in the approved brothels that they have there? And if I do, what happens when a male customer, sinner, who thinks he's getting a female, gets up to the room? What if he goes, I don't identify as a sodomite. I identify as a hetero. You tricked me. I'm going to kick your you-know-what. Latta Luna Enriquez of Las Vegas, born as a man by identifying as a woman, was crowned Miss Nevada on Sunday after defeating 21 actual women for the title. The nationwide Miss USA pageant will be held on November 29th of this year. Enriquez had previously won Miss Silver State USA in March, becoming the first man to win the largest preliminary competition for the Miss Nevada title. Now, again, we're not talking about this. There's no argument about this. This is a guy that's competing against women. Now, this is what I want to know. Where are all the women? Where are all the Me Tooers? Where's the feminists? Where's Gal Qaeda at when you need them? You know, they used to bristle when I would call them Gal Qaeda or call them National Organization of Angry Ugly Women. Instead of now, added a couple of an extra W to it. Did the judges not know? Were they not informed that this was a guy? I'll wager you they did, and they were told to vote for him. He won because he was a dude. What now? What does this do? Where were the runner-ups? What does this do to these girls that worked their entire lives? Now, look, we can agree or disagree on whether or not young girls ought to be pursue careers or vocations or whatever in beauty pageantry or whatever you want to call it. I don't even have a name for it, an alternative other than beauty pageant. They worked their entire lives as girls, right? They started as little junior Miss competitions. They probably took dance lessons. They probably took, what are the lessons, where you learn how to walk and balance the book on your head. It used to be called grace lessons, right? What was that called? Grace etiquette or something to that effect? They probably, there's a talent part of the competition, and maybe they picked a talent that was pretty unique to girls, and they worked at it since they were 8 years old or whatever, and along comes Enrique Lataluna. I'll guarantee you it will be discovered that. Now, what does this also say about the people that were on the panel of judges? That's where you would look. Do they have roles in actual society? And if they do, and I'm sure that they do, what if they're in any role that requires safety? Well, how do I know? You're a nutbag. You can't even tell a girl from a boy. How do I know you're going to get the engineering stress on that beam that's going to hold up that walkway at 600 feet above the boardwalk below that goes in between two high-rise Vegas casino hotels? This is madness. But then again, we already knew it was madness. But the way that the story is being framed is, and you must not do this. This is the headline from AM Greatness. Biological man will compete for Miss USA title as Miss Nevada. It's not a biological man. It's a man. When you say man, when you say it's a man, and lose the descriptor, the adjective, biological, then the story takes on the correct meaning that it should have. What are the judges at the Miss USA contest? Now, why bother calling it Miss USA any longer? Why not just call it Human USA? Under 21 USA Open. Which one of the pageants was it that Trump owned? I think he bought Miss America. I don't think he had Miss USA. I think it was Miss America. In any event, the unexpected victory of biological American greatness of a man in a competition meant for women is further proof of the mainstreaming of the notion transgenderism, the false and anti-scientific belief. Okay, then he gets on the rest of it. I got one more here for you. This is from... And it's from Iowa, I believe. And you know what? Did I not print the story about the topless teenager in Iowa? I know I did. Okay. This infernal blasted. There's a story at Breitbart.com about a teenage girl. Now, we're not talking about a 20-something-year-old. We're talking about a teenager. About a teenage girl who, I have it right here. Aquatic center confirms it allowed biological topless female access to men's bathroom and locker room. Anyone see the legal problems in doing this? The Pella Aquatic Center in Pella, Iowa has confirmed to a newspaper it allowed a teenage girl to go topless and use the men's restroom and locker room because she said she identified as a man. She shared the facilities with boys and men of all ages, according to the Iowa Standard. The incident happened on June the 16th, according to two people at the Aquatic Center. The incident did indeed happen, and the Aquatic Center policy allows it to happen. The assistant mangler told the Iowa Standard the policy says that anyone can wear the clothing necessary in line with their gender identity rather than their biological sex. Do you see now how almost all of corporate America has just gone right along with this insanity? And it's not because they believe in it. It's because they worship at the altar of the almighty dollar. And they have social media accounts and they don't want to say, you're just a bigot. No, we're just trying to protect the girls.